USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 in a rare New Year's Day session. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was their last chance before starting over.
The Senate can start off this new year by adding to that sense of hope by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families. The Senate can start off 2021 by really helping the American people. We can start off 2021 by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families to carry them through the darkest and final days of this pandemic.
Senator Lindsey Graham says, like the president, he also wants the $2,000 checks. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots and water, celery and water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently is the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It came down to a field goal in the Peach Bowl. Jack Podlesny kicked a 53-yarder with 3 seconds left as number 11 Georgia upset number 6 Cincinnati 24-21. It is the first loss of the season for the Bearcats. The Bulldogs came back from a 21-10 deficit in the fourth quarter. 15th-ranked Northwestern took down Auburn 35-19 in the Citrus Bowl. Peyton Ramsey threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score. The game ended a 51-year coaching career for Northwestern's 73-year-old defensive coordinator, Mike Hankwitz. Microsoft says they have been hacked by Russia. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration has reversed course on thousands of dollars in fees for alcohol distilleries who made hand sanitizer to stay afloat during the pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services has directed the FDA to stop enforcement. Chief of Staff Brian Harrison says small businesses who stepped up to fight COVID-19 should be applauded, not taxed. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.